So he had been living with his brother?
Prior to living with me, yes. His brother beat him up and kicked him out.
A father's way of showing gratitude?
You bought a motorcycle and put it in your son's name.
Yes.
The peace didn't last for long.
And then you and your son got into an argument.
We had an altercation. I couldn't stay there anymore.
And you took the bike with you. Your son called the police and said, somebody stole my bike.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Scott Chick is suing his son, Michael Chick, for the value of a motorcycle and a false arrest.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 69 on the calendar, in the matter of Chick versus Chick.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Chick, this is your son. There was a period of time when you lived with him. He has a family.
Yes.
He has a wife.
He has a wife?
Yes.
Yes.
Children?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
And what kind of work does your son do?
He works at the Honda shop, Big Valley Honda in Reno, Nevada.
And what kind of work do you do?
I'm a retired floor cover.
How old are you?
I'm 55.
When did you retire?
The beginning of the year, January.
Why?
2017.
Why?
I have colon cancer. I have a disability. I can't work anymore.
Is it being treated?
As much as it can be, yes.
Is that why you retired a year ago?
Yes, because I cannot perform my work anymore.
Well, this is all about a motorcycle.
Yes.
That you say is yours.
Yes.
So you ride a motorcycle?
Yes.
Yes. And where do you ride this motorcycle?
At Fernley Raceway.
So you take it to a racetrack?
Yes, ma'am. With my kids when we were racing. So I got some money in.
You got some money for what?
For disability.
Okay. So let me play this out. You applied for disability and you were denied disability initially.
Yes, I was.
Then you got a lawyer.
Yes.
And the lawyer took your case to the next step. And you, of course, told the federal administrative law judge that you couldn't work your usual work, but you could race motorcycles on a racetrack.
Yes.
And then the federal government said, oh, it's right, he can't work. And they gave you a whole year and a half back lump sum for all the disability that they denied you while you were riding around the racetrack on your motorcycle. Is that what you're telling me? Yes. And with this, some of this money that you got that belongs to Petrie Hawkins Bird, you bought a motorcycle.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. And you bought a motorcycle and put it in your son's name.
Yes.
And at the time, you were living with your son and his wife and his three children in their house.
Yes.
Yes. Where he paid the bills.
I paid my share of the bills.
Tell me what your share of the bills were.
My share of the bills was $350 and then $76 for insurance for the car.
Forget car. So you paid $350 for you to live in your son's house?
Yes.
For how long?
From January all the way to June 4th.
And then you and your son got into an argument?
Yes, yes. We did. Altercation.
Yes, there was a physical altercation.
Yes, it was.
And you left. And when you left, you took the bicycle that you had purchased with this lump sum of money that you got from Bird, and you took the bike with you and left the house. Your son called the police and said, somebody stole my bike. And the police stopped you, right?
Yes.
And you were arrested.
Well, they stopped me once in Oregon, and they let me go because they called him, and he...
And he said, don't arrest him?
I don't know what he said to the officer. I have a report.
Okay. But they stopped you?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, they let you go?
Yes.
You live where?
I live in Reno, Nevada.
So you live in Nevada, and how did you get the bike to Oregon?
In my truck.
In the back of your truck?
Yes.
You can still drive?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what were you doing in Oregon?
I was healing because I had 10 broken ribs and a broken chest. I was healing up because we had an altercation. I couldn't stay there anymore. So I took my bike, I put it at my sister's house, and I went to Oregon for a month or two.
He came. Who was in Oregon?
Just family, friends, family.
Who?
Kathy.
Who's Kathy?
Ex-girlfriend.
So you went to Oregon in your truck to see your girlfriend, and you left the bike with a relative. Where?
At my sister's house in her garage.
Where does she live?
She lives in Spanish Springs, Nevada.
Now, you were arrested again. Where?
I was at the Fernley Raceway. I was racing my motorcycle. The first motos went.
Just a second. Racing this motorcycle?
Yes, ma'am.
At which raceway? In what state?
Fernley, Nevada.
Okay, so you came back from visiting with Kathy.
I came back from healing. I was all healed up. I came back from healing.
You came back from Kathy. And then you were racing your motorcycle, which you had gotten from your sister's garage, and you were arrested?
Yes.
But you had outstanding warrants.
I had one outstanding warrant at
the
Sparks.
You had an outstanding warrant, at least one, for something that had nothing to do with the motorcycle, correct?
Yes.
So you were arrested. So this is what the case is about. You want the money back from the motorcycle because you don't have the motorcycle anymore. He has the motorcycle. And you want to be compensated for false arrest.
Yes.
Yes. You want to tell me how come the motorcycle ended up in your name? Because it's in your name, it's your motorcycle.
Yes, Your Honor. I was helping him out with him staying with me, paying the bills, paying his car insurance, helping him out. And he said with that, helping him out, and I helped him out prior back in 2007 with some stuff when I got a settlement from being ran over by a car. I helped him out with financials. And so he said with me helping him out after his brother kicked him out of the house, and beat
so
him
he
up.
Had been living with his brother?
Prior to living with me, yes. His brother beat him up and kicked him out because his wife didn't like him.
Okay, I don't care why. I mean, not that I don't care why, I don't, but I don't.
So I paid rent, I paid power, I paid water.
Did your father give you $350 a month? That's what he says.
No. I would ask him for money and I would hardly get it. So he bought me the motorcycle as re-gifting back to me for helping him out with the stuff I've helped him out with over the years.
That's not true.
Had he gotten his settlement yet?
Yes, he did, Your Honor.
When did he get his settlement?
I want to say it was back in like February of 2017.
And when was the bike purchased?
I want to say it was like February or March.
It was February 10th.
And when did you get your check?
I got it on February 8th, day after Super Bowl.
Anybody have a witness? Who are you?
I'm his son, the other son. Sorry.
Do you work?
No.
Why?
I'm on disability as well.
You have 10 seconds to tell me.
Oh.
You said you had a witness.
Yeah, I was part of it.
What kind of part of it were you?
He was there a couple days prior to purchasing the motorcycle we were talking about, and then he just went and did it. At first, it wasn't even going to happen. He wasn't going to buy a bike.
Do you have a bike?
I don't know.
Do you race?
I used to, and I sold everything.
Who do you live with?
My girlfriend and my dad.
Does she work?
Yes.
What kind of work does she do?
She's a like an office manager at her mom's company.
Do you have a witness?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. My girlfriend, Samantha.
Hello.
Okay. You live together?
Yes.
Not married?
No.
Do you have three children together?
He has three and I have three. I have two full-time.
He has three that live with him all the time?
His are 5 days with us. 5 days a week, his kids are with us. And my two daughters are with us full time.
And what kind of work do you do?
I'm a lead cook at one of the main hospitals in Reno.
Tell me what you have to tell me about this bike.
I was not initially there when the bike was bought. We got together after his father had left. I was there when the bike had gotten back in his possession when he was arrested in Fernley. He had called the sheriffs out. He had the title, bill of sale, everything in his name.
Can I see the title?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I see the bill of sale?
And they came out and...
And what?
They had arrested his father for it.
And
we
I
had taken
that.
The bike in our possession and left.
Okay. The owner's name of this bike is Chick Michael Sheldon. That would be you.
Yes, ma'am.
The title to this bike is same, Michael Chick.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this kind of bike have to be insured?
No, it does not.
Okay. Is it insured?
No, it's not.
Okay. And it's in your house now?
Yes, ma'am.
It's his bike. We're done. Thank you.
Excuse me?
Would you give the defendant back his title?
Sure.
Thank you very much. We're done.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
It's unbelievable how someone can do this to their father.
It's my bike. He bought it for me as a gift, and then he wanted to take it back.
This whole thing has been just a whole big misunderstanding.
I would have sat down and talked to a man-to-man if he would have came to me.
The bike was mine. I bought it underneath his employee discount. He's supposed to sign the title back to me, and then when he got it, he got greedy and selfish, and he put me in jail over all this.
He wants a new dirt bike, and he can't afford one on his own.
I tried to do it the easy way. Now I got to take terms into the hard way now.
I took it as he was buying it back from me as to repay me.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Belcher versus Young. Step forward.
Dorothy Belcher is suing Chester Young for the return of her deposit and a tile cutter she purchased so he could do work in her bathroom.
Ms. Belcher, you hired Mr. Young to do some bathroom renovation in your home. It is your claim that you gave him a $200 deposit. In addition to a $200 deposit, you purchased a tile cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And the tile cutter was $330. He took the tile cutter, which was your agreement as part of the payment for the bathroom, but he didn't finish the bathroom.
He didn't even start, ma'am.
So you want your money back?
Yes.
What was he supposed to do?
Well, when I first met him, we had discussed the fact that I didn't have my tub in place, and the walls on the three sides and the plumbing for the tub needed to be fixed and placed.
Do you have a photograph of what you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. Mr. Young, what do you do for a living?
Construction, ma'am.
Who do you work for?
Myself.
Okay. Are you licensed?
No, ma'am.
Do you have any training in plumbing?
Yes, ma'am. I have a training in all construction.
From where?
From the age of 18, from remodeling to electrician, roofing, tile.
So this is a little tiny bathroom. Somebody took the walls out. Who took the walls out?
The walls had been removed.
By whom?
My son and I.
Why?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I would like to know when you contacted her and told her you weren't coming back.
I was planning on returning until she went to my dad's house and said the things she said at my dad's house.
On what date was that?
March 27th.
What?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Dorothy Belcher says Chester Young was paid a deposit and given a tile cutter for a bathroom remodel he never started.
Okay, so this is a little tiny bathroom. Somebody took the walls out. Who took the walls out?
My son and I.
Why?
Years ago, my mom and dad lived with me, and we had some helpers. One of the helpers had fallen on top of my mom and busted out the walls. So we were removing all of that to replace it all.
Was he supposed to put in a new tub?
I had the tub. It was in, my son had moved it into my guest bedroom, and he was to put it back in place.
And he was supposed to do this whole job for how much?
$650.
Okay.
$625.
And there was a $200 deposit, which you acknowledged that you got.
Yes, ma'am.
And you acknowledge that in addition to the $200 deposit, you got a piece of equipment worth roughly $330.
Yes, ma'am.
When were you supposed to start the job?
Within a couple days.
No, what do you mean within a couple of days? Give me the date. You were supposed to start the job.
2/16.
Now I want you to tell me exactly what you did.
Okay, the first day we got there, we did all the cleanup.
Who's
we
the
cut
we?
Me and an employee that I had with me at the time to help me because that tub was heavy.
What time did you arrive?
About 9.
You arrived with one other person?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to tell me precisely what you did.
Okay, we went in, we cleaned underneath the tub to where we could carry...
We what?
We carried the tub. We cleaned up underneath where the tub was to be set. And then we went and got the tub, which it took us about an hour to get it in that little place. And we had to unhook plumbing to get it there.
So you placed the tub where it was supposed to be?
Yes, ma'am.
So you moved the tub from the guest... Put that down. You moved the tub from the guest bedroom into the bathroom.
Yes, ma'am.
Moved tub. What else did you do?
We also insulated the back wall.
What did you do to insulate the back wall?
We had to cut out a little bit more of what's shown on the picture.
So you cut out a little bit more of the wall, and
yes.
What did you do?
We then insulated it with insulation that I had bought, that I'd brought.
You bought insulation from where?
I just had some leftover from another job, and I just used it.
What kind of insulation?
R19.
What is that?
Wall insulation.
And what time did you leave on February 16th?
We probably left around 1 o'clock because I had a service call on that day.
1 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you return?
It was probably 3 or 4 days later.
Why?
Because I'm ill, and I tried after a year of my surgery, tried to come back to work, and obviously it's just been too soon for me to do that. And I mean, I still have issues with my health, so...
Did you call the plaintiff and let her know you weren't coming back?
No, actually, we had text her and told her what was going on with everything, which I have doctor statements and everything, if you would like those.
No, and I wouldn't. I would like to know when you contacted her and told her you weren't coming back on the 17th, the 18th, the 19th.
Well, I didn't officially not, I was planning on returning until she went to my dad's house and then spoke with and said the things she said at my dad's house.
On what date was that?
March 27th.
March 27th.
What?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What did you do with the tile cutter?
I left it in the truck, having every intention on going
I don't care what your intentions were. What did you do with the tile cutter?
It was left in the truck.
Now you had her $200 and her tile cutter.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Dorothy Belcher says Chester Young was paid a deposit and given a tile cutter for a bathroom remodel he never started.
Yeah, I would like to know when you contacted her and told her you weren't coming back.
I was planning on returning until she went to my dad's house and said the things she said at my dad's house. So then after...
On what date was that?
March 27th.
March 27th.
What? You were planning on going back and she didn't come to look for you and went to your father's house to complain about you March 22nd or 27th?
27th, ma'am.
27th. So you were supposed to be back February 17th, and you didn't show up. And she came looking for you for her money, her $200, and her tile cutter. 7 weeks later?
Yes,
is
ma'am.
What you're telling me that it was 7 weeks with no contact by
no,
you?
No, there was contact in between that 7 weeks.
Well, I would like to see the first contact that you had with her telling her what was going on. Why don't you tell me when it was?
What
and what
date?
You said. Yes, the date and what you said.
On February the 19th.
February 19th.
And she said she was waiting for my arrival. I put on my way.
Just a second. February 19th, she said, I'm waiting for you. You said, I'm on my way.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
And I showed up there. That was the second day with a different person.
Okay, so you came on the 19th.
Yes.
Okay, so we have the 16th and the 19th. What did you do on the 19th?
The 19th, I actually had that employee stay there, which after talking to Ms. Belcher, he didn't really do a whole lot.
Okay, so...
But he did...
Whatever, you can't tell me what he did, you weren't there.
Right.
When's the next contact you had with her?
February 23rd, I got the thing you said you had. That's when we, on the 23rd of February, we agreed on the tile cutter.
Okay, so on February 23rd, you must have contacted her. Well, what do you mean you agreed? You contacted her February 23rd.
On the form of payment, because I actually needed a tile cutter because I was going to tile the bathroom walls for her. And so in part of the payment, she was going to use the tile cutter.
Right. Okay, so you went and bought the tile cutter. That's the $330 in addition to the deposit. Okay, so now you bought the tile cutter. What did you do with the tile cutter?
I left it in the truck, having every intention on going
I don't care what your intentions were. What did you do with the tile cutter?
It was left in the truck after
unloading
her supplies, yes.
In your truck?
Yes.
Okay. When did you go back and finish the bathroom?
I hadn't been back after that.
And then she came looking for you. So from February 23rd to March 27th, she didn't hear from you. Now you had her $200 and her tile cutter.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
See, on the 25th, she heard from me.
Just a second. 25th, let me hear what she heard from you.
On the 25th, hi, Mrs. Belcher. This was Selena that texted her. I got admitted into the hospital. That's when I had a blockage, and they did a colonoscopy the next day.
Okay, that's 25th. 25th, he's in the hospital, and?
And they went on to talk. Then the following is February the 27th. She texted, how did the surgery go? And we said pretty good, had blockage and found out I have a hernia. And then March 3rd, she asked how my progress was going and how everything was going. And that following Tuesday, I told her that I had a doctor appointment that I had to go to be released from
next.
Him.
Keep going.
March 7th, March 12th, March 14th.
Yeah, and she keeps calling. Where are you?
Yeah, and I tell her where
for
I'm
the
at.
Plaintiff for the amount of $532. We're finished. Outrageous.
May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
chaos inside their blended family.
You were having some difficulties at the house with her children?
Yeah.
They've been involved in some break-ins in the neighborhood. Police were involved.
Next, Judge Judy.
But the tile cutter, yeah, I'll admit, since I didn't do the job, I would give it back to her.
He was taking advantage of a single living old lady.
I have contracts. I've had not any other complaints except from her.
I really take exception to people taking advantage of people who they think are stupid.